A lot of people think that it's just a walk through the woods if they've never been before. But there are props and sets in every section, lighting, special effects. And those are the things we change up. We find something that works, that really gets good scares, and we try to amplify it for the next year.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Quarter. We're excited to bring you, again, the authentic stories and experiences of all of Southwest Louisiana. We've got all the tools that you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
And wouldn't you know it, episode 79 is what? Another terrific show. We've had a lot of, we're really just stacking them.
It's like we've had 79 terrific shows.
It's really unfair to anyone that's... It must stink to root against Louisiana's Playground Podcast right
when
now.
When we're doing
we just
so
keep
well.
Putting out bangers.
Just doing so well.
You know, it is what it is. And look, we've got another fun one, Lost Hollows with Cynthia Eagle. She kind of is the spook master, the scare master of it all. A really fun and enlightening conversation if you've ever kind of wondered about kind of what's the startup for a haunted trail. We kind of dove into that.
Yeah.
Plus so much more. You don't want to miss it, so I'm glad you've started this episode.
Yes, we thank you. But first, a taste of Southwest Louisiana. It's that segment we like to call Envy Eats.
And as always, we like to call it that because that's its name. Envy Eats, we head to Nagal. It's a Mexican restaurant that opened in 2023. There's only one location for it, although the owners do also own the another local Mexican restaurant called Mexico Magico. But they serve authentic Mexican food and a really variety of dishes. I think that's one thing that really stands out. And even the owner talking to him, that stands out a lot about it. What they do is that there's a big variety, but they also offer a lot of dishes that you won't find at other local Mexican restaurants.
They are very unique. I love a Tex-Mex place. Don't get me wrong. This isn't just another Tex-Mex place to me. I think this is Mexican food elevated a bit. The dishes, even just the presentation of it all, really pretty. You can tell that they put a lot of thought into not just their, you know, expansive menu, but just the building itself, the decor, the art on the walls. They've got murals. The bar is beautiful. You could just tell that they put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this place.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looks wildly unique. There's a huge, like, luchador kind of theme that obviously they were kind of going for with a lot, and it a real kind of cool flair there too. Now, there's still those Tex-Mex comforts there, like the chips and salsa when you you start your meal, but yeah, as you said, it's really, they aim to be a much more authentic experience. So let's start there. Chips and salsa. There's three kinds that are brought to the table there. They have their fresh salsa. They have their sweet and spicy. It's a green salsa that he says, that the owner said, most people think there's guacamole in here. He said there's not. It's really like jalapeno, some honey, olive oil.
Yeah.
And it blends into a
but
very creamy.
But it does
creamy,
have that creamy feel.
It does.
It gives avocado vibes, but
sure,
that's not what's in there.
No, it's not. And it's good. And then there's a kind of a Tex-Mex classic there. They call it their Roja salsa. It's canned and cooked kind of tomatoes is what they use to kind of create the very traditional of what you expect out of a Tex-Mex salsa there. So you really get the best of I guess you would say both worlds. You get the best of all three worlds.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's really nice when you get options from the salsas.
Sure. Because not everybody's looking for the same thing. Some people are looking for something a little sweet, a little salty, a little smoky, a little bit of everything. And you get that with these.
Yeah. I really like that. And we also got as an appetizer, as if you need more when you already have chips and salsa at the table. But we were feeling extra. Mm-hmm. We got the fondue with chorizo that they have there. It's melted Gouda and Mexican cheeses.
Say no more.
Yeah. And they serve it with tortillas. And then you have a choice of either chorizo, poblano strips, or mushrooms. We, of course, went with chorizo. And, boy, that was a good choice.
great choice.
The tortillas are so soft and awesome. They make their own flour tortillas in-house.
Yeah, yeah. Authentic, real deal.
Yep.
Get it in-house fresh.
And so the tortilla was soft, and it was obviously so cheesy and savory, and the chorizo has, like, a hint of sweetness. I don't know why, but it works.
Yeah.
And it, I don't know. I'm sitting here and it makes me kind of want to dance in my chair.
You are kind of grooving a bit.
It was really, really good.
Makes you feel all warm and fuzzy in your...
Yeah, it was one of those that like I had eaten like a tortilla.
Brady's doing something with the shoulders.
I ate a tortilla too, and then we ate our dinner and it was still kind of sitting there and I said, I guess I'll finish this.
It must be finished.
Yeah, and so I finished it.
Yeah. So for our entrees, I went with the habanero cream enchilada. It's just going to tell you up front, I've had them before and I'll have them again. This is my go-to.
Yeah.
At Nagal. I love it so much. It is a bestseller too.
And it must be good to get you off of a quesadilla. Because you are a hardcore quesadilla order.
I am Miss Chicken and Cheese Quesadilla. Like...
So that tells you how good this is because...
Yeah. This is something I got just kind of on a whim. I saw the cream enchiladas and the picture of them and I thought, oh, that looks right up my alley. And it is. It's so good. It is a bestseller. It's a very popular dish. A lot of people get this. It's three soft corn tortillas filled with seasoned like shredded chicken and smothered in a smoked habanero cream. But I eat it, so if you've listened to our podcast before, yep. You know I am a never spicy person. I can't handle spice at all. This habanero cream is not super spicy. Now, it has a kick. You feel it.
Sure.
Like, I can feel it as I'm eating it. But it's not overwhelming. You can still taste every single drop of it. And that cream sauce is so, so good. It's topped with cheeses. It's served with like cilantro, lime white rice, and ranchero beans.
And those are so good.
Yeah, the ranchero
beans. Oh, my goodness.
Stand alone. Like, they are really good on their own. But I absolutely love these cream enchiladas. It's just like a best seller, I think. And I've put other people on this. So when like my mom goes now, that's what she gets too. Yeah. And like a lot of it, like it is.
I had a buddy just like a week ago tell me, so have you had the
cream enchiladas
from Nagal?
And because they're kind of, they're unique in that way that I've not had this dish anywhere else.
Right.
I don't know anywhere else that has a dish that's just like this one. So it's my go-to. But you got a classic too.
I did too. And so I've kind of bounced around the menu. I've tried a few different things. What caught my eye this time was the fish tacos. They're grilled tilapia tacos. And they serve them on a bed of spinach within the tortilla with some mango zest, a slice of avocado. So it's a real colorful, bright... Mm-hmm. Taco, and they give you some chipotle kind of on the side that you can put. The fish was really, really well cooked. Great pan seared fish. The tortillas, as I said before, just beautiful, soft tortillas. So wonderful. The sauce is really tangy. There's so much crunch from the spinach and the veggie mix and the mango. And so it really, I don't know, it livens up the fish. Like when you kind of get that, mm-hmm. the fruit.
Kind of a zesty, the citrusy flavors.
It all kind of works in unison together. And, you know, as I've gotten older, I've really started to appreciate those times where seven or eight ingredients work in unison like that.
Yeah.
Where you get the crunch, the sweet, the saltiness, all of those things. And it works really well. They were great fish tacos and I really enjoyed each of them. I think there was three and it was a lot. It ended up being a lot. So it was really good. I mean, overall, it was a really good meal and it was great because they offer things. Obviously, everywhere's going to have pescado fish tacos. Mm-hmm. But not everywhere is going to have a fondue chorizo on tortilla kind of appetizer. Not everywhere is going to have...
You just get some really great options
The habanero cream enchilada. So I like that while it was familiar being Mexican food, it's not the familiar entrees that you're going to get. Mm-hmm. The appetizer is not familiar.
They've
and so I like that.
They've rethought a lot of things and are very innovative, I think, in the way that they're being delivered on the plate. Also about Nagal, the location is awesome. If you're a visitor, you're coming from out of town, it's just off 210 in kind of like the heart of everything that's happening here. So right off of LaBerge Boulevard, north of 210, right there next to big shopping centers and right across from the casino. So if you're here in town visiting, you know, Golden Nugget or L'Auberge, you're right there in the heart of it. Just a quick little jump away from it. But a really great spot and, You don't want to miss it. It's pretty good.
I agree. And look, and it's one of those spots that you feel comfortable enough going on a lunch date with someone, going on an actual date, or just bringing your friends along. It's a really cool atmosphere that kind of encompasses really kind of any event you'd want to have there.
Yeah, for sure. My mom and I actually stopped by there the last time. It was me and her, I think, just before hitting up a concert at the casino. Mm-hmm. So really great spot to stop in and try it out.
From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Cynthia Eagle, a Southwest Louisiana native and entrepreneur. She and her husband own and manage the Lost Hollows Haunted Attraction, a two-time recipient of the Top 20 event in the Southeast Award that's presented by the Southeast Tourism Society. The trail is a scary good time and back open soon for the spooky season. Welcome to the show, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Cynthia, before we get started, we like to ask each of our guests a few questions, some rapid fire questions, so that everybody can get to know you and see how you play in Louisiana's playground. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first question, crawfish or gumbo?
Crawfish.
Okay. Why is that?
Probably because I eat a lot of gumbo, because I love gumbo very much. Amen. And so I look forward to the crawfish. I don't get it as often.
That's fair.
That's true. Because it is seasonal.
But also, that sounds like you really, really like gumbo a lot.
I absolutely do.
So
you put a lot of thought into that answer.
I like it.
Okay, poolside or beachside?
Beachside. Mm-hmm.
Nothing beats the real thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I like nature.
I'm with you. Okay, last one. Concert or comedy show?
Comedy.
Okay, like to laugh.
Yes.
All right. I like this.
Do you get to go to a lot of comedy shows?
No, but I actually listen. My husband and I, when we travel to visit our children, we turn on the comedians, and it makes the two-day drive seem so fast.
Oh, my goodness.
It's enjoyable.
This sounds a lot like Brady and I when we're in the car together. It's always whoever's got the latest, comedy special out is what we're listening to a lot.
We're big fans as well. So let's start off with the attraction, Lost Hollows. It's that time of year. I think it's become a real staple. You guys have been a decade plus of doing this. How do you guys ultimately bring the fears to life?
We actually try to touch on phobias,
Okay.
We are a family-friendly haunt, and we're a no-touch haunt, and we just try to do the phobias, make it dark, do a lot of special effects. We get a lot of feedback, and so that gives us ideas.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's phobia-driven first, like that's kind of where the idea is. Have there been any that you've seen kind of develop? I say that because I don't know the name for the clown phobias, but 35 years ago, clown phobia, I don't think was as popular as it has become in the last 35 years.
You see more and more like movies and things
like
that.
Sure. Like it's definitely much more in the mind. I think zombies the same way. That used to not really be a thing as much, and it's become significantly more popular since the turn of the century.
Yes. Dark spaces.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Having to crawl, or go down. Some of our areas are interactive. And they're just tight places, just all sort of every kind of phobia. Rats, not real rats.
The real scary one.
But it is
no internet.
It is in the woods.
That's my biggest phobia. That's mine.
Yeah. This does happen in the woods, so that alone is frightening to people.
So okay, I know that it grows and it changes every year, right? So 12 years ago you started. How did this get started versus what it is now?
It does. We change up some things. Everything isn't new every year.
Sure.
But we have something new every year.
Yeah.
It changes because it's better made now.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a lot of time on detail.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to spend less because people sometimes walk through with their eyes closed. But we know that's important, and it's important to us. So there are many people that notice all the detail.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people think that it's just a walk through the woods if they've never been before. But there are props and sets in every section, lighting, special effects. And those are the things we change up. We find something that works, that really gets good scares, and we try to amplify it for the next year. You have to change it up, though, because we do have people, mostly young people, that come every weekend and they like to call out the scares.
Oh.
So, and what they need to know is they would have a much better time if they didn't call out the scare. Because many times, yeah, if our actor, you know, and who would, if someone says, oh, someone's about to pop out of this, they're not going to pop out. So you've ruined it. And I tell these kids, and it's usually kids that do it, I say, don't tell them the scare. If you know the scare because you saw it last weekend,
let it happen.
Sit back, let it happen, yeah, and then laugh at them for the next 3 weeks or 3 years of their life, and you will have a much, right, better time. And they laugh, and so that helps some. But
how did you get started in this?
It was never on my bucket list.
No.
I'll say that. I'll just say this. We made lemonade out of lemons. Mm-hmm. We bought some property, 78 acres of land, with a whole nother intention that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And so we thought, what are we going to do? You know, we
had
a note on this land. We had other ideas and things we would have done with our lives. We're, mm-hmm, artists, both of us. But I'm going to tell you, I think we were called by God to do this. Mm. I really do. The anti-bullying program came from that, because I was wondering, why are we doing this? We've never worked so hard in our lives. A lot of it fun, creating with repurposed items. We, mm-hmm, tried to, especially the first year, because we didn't even know if it'd be successful.
Sure.
So to invest a lot of money. So we built a lot of things in the beginning, not using treated lumber or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so all that's been replaced now. We lost it all during the hurricane had to rebuild. That was tricky. And not because the buildings didn't hold up, but the trees that fell on, yeah, the buildings. Mm-hmm. Because my husband, if he builds it, it's going to stand.
Yeah.
For sure. Halloween is a very popular. Lake Charles doesn't have anything like that. Mm-hmm. We could make a family-friendly situation, mm-hmm, out of repurposed things. And it's amazing how the community gives us things. They've given us, like, we have a 66 Cadillac in our junkyard. We have a helicopter, no engine, of course. Lots of cars in our junkyard. We have sections, you know,
yeah,
old buses. There are things you walk through. And, you know, that stuff's donated for the most part. We'll pick up things off the side of the road. And in the beginning, it was a little embarrassing to me. We were on Shell Beach Drive. Someone had cut their palm leaves off their trees.
Yeah.
And we needed palm leaves for our swamp, right? So we're on Shell Beach Drive.
Picking up leaves.
Yes. And I had clients on Shell Beach Drive. And I was like, please don't recognize me. Please don't recognize me.
Don't ask,
you know,
any questions.
We weren't a thing yet. We were getting, right, started. And so, you know, so that's that. I've come a long way, though.
Yeah.
Now I don't care. Because now people know it's not for my home that I'm collecting things off the side of the road. I say to my husband, I said, people are going to think the Eagles have come on hard times. They're picking up trash furniture off the side of the road.
Dead leaves and stuff, palm fronds.
And I love that the just, you know, a superb handyman and an interior designer are able to, in exterior design, right, an entire haunted trail. 12 years later, what can people expect walking on the trail, and what's a typical walkthrough like?
They can expect to be protected. For sure. Safe. Okay. For the best of our ability. We before they even go on the trail, I'll tell you this from the start. They park in the parking lot where Cons used to be. Spirit Halloween is there, mm-hmm, this year.
Fitting.
And we have three. Well, they were there the first year we started.
Okay.
Spirit Halloween, cool, was there, and then they moved, and then they came back. But it was convenient. But in fact, the first year they sold our tickets, but there were just so many people, and it was just too much for their store.
Yeah.
We had a great start together. Jason Draper, who, mm-hmm, owns Spirit, really helped us out with the advertising as far as encouraging it, giving us, mm-hmm, flyers and things like that. He's a great, great family. But so they meet at Spirit Halloween, that parking lot. And they get on a cattle trailer. We have three that run shuttle. We do that for safety. Mm-hmm. No one drives except our actors will drive a car in. Mm-hmm. They are metal detected, checked before they can't bring bags in. They can't bring costumes or wear costumes. It's just them. They have to have closed-toed shoes. That keeps them safe, we think. Mm-hmm. So they're dropped off. They're driven, shuttled, I should say,
yeah,
into the woods. And many, it's that in itself, when you've never done it before and don't know where you're
That's
going.
Spooky enough.
Right. It's on, you know, it's on East Prion. So it's not a lot there. And so we drop them off at the beginning of the trail, and they wait in groups, you know, we set them, we send them through in groups of 10. Mm-hmm. And it's a 45-minute walk.
Wow.
From one end to the other. And we haven't gone up in our tickets for, I don't even remember the last time. It's been a very long time. So our tickets are $30, which is, everyone, believe it or not, says this is too cheap because they have the shuttle, they have the 45-minute walk, mm-hmm. you know. But we're happy. We just want the community to have something yeah. to come to. What they can expect is many sections. Like the you'll go through and there's the keeper sections. That's kind of a walk through. I don't want to ruin it for anyone. But then there's the cemetery that's got actual headstones. We don't have any foam or styrofoam headstones. They're from the 1800s. They were legit. I can't tell you exactly how we got them, but they weren't in use.
They weren't in use.
No.
Okay, that raises more questions than answers.
Many questions.
People say, is this a real cemetery? So anyway, we have
Cynthia over here in her free time stealing palm leaves and robbing graves.
That's not all. All of these things are given to us. Like we just were gifted a bass boat, which is kind of exciting. So we're going to incorporate that into our junkyard. Anyway.
If we're looking at Brady, do we need to give anything away?
The zombies are real.
Yeah, that's great.
The scares are real.
Yeah. We have a slaughterhouse with a barn that was made out of actually telephone posts and after the hurricane, lot of fencing that was a perfect color, barn red fencing.
Sure.
And they were tearing it down and they gave it all to us and we built a barn that, we, you know, use all the scents that make it smell like a barn. Mm-hmm. We've got a circus. We've got so much. We've got mausoleums that you walk through. We've got a cave that people actually feel like you're walking down into the ground. You know, again, we're artists. And to say my husband's a handyman is not doing him justice because he's an artist as well.
Yeah.
He'll usually build it. I'll do the minor stuff like put in the screws or the floor joists or whatever, but he's the brains behind the construction.
Yeah.
And then I'll usually accessorize, decorate, and sometimes I get a little cheesy, but it's, you know, that we have all ages. We have 8-year-olds that come through and they're do-do-do-do-do, but I promise you it's a PG-13 trail. We've had McNeese football players that go, and I won't quote exactly, but they, oh, heck no. And they turn around and they walk
they're
out.
They're done.
And it's, I don't think that it's that scary. It's what your mind creates. Sure. And you're in the middle of the woods with all the sounds and and wondering, how do I get out of here if I need to?
And
we tell them that, for instance, touch no one and no one will touch you.
Mm-hmm.
If someone touches you, run for your life. It's not one of us. And they go, wait, what?
Yeah. Okay, have a good time. Bye.
Well, it's the suspension of belief that you give. It's the same thing you go into a movie.
Yeah.
You come out here.
You allow yourself to be scared.
And if you don't, then you're not giving yourself the fun that you could be. Same thing with a movie, right? Yeah. So,
I love that.
So, yeah, exactly.
We have all ages that come through. My favorite is when there's a retired school teacher saying, this has been on my bucket list and I'm checking it off.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And another thing is you said for all ages, and a lot of this is walking around for 45 minutes. So how much of an exercise is this?
I guess that depends on the individual.
Yeah.
You know, there are a few places where it's not really for most people. I think there's been one person that I know of that couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But most people can do it because you can go at your own pace.
Sure. Okay.
And it's safe. You know, there's not a whole lot of, you know,
right.
Your heart rate's going to get up, not because of the exercise, but if you can walk for that long, but you can stop anytime and rest.
Scaredy cat time is 25 minutes. If you can just
run, close your eyes and just run.
You can just get
through. Except that we don't let people run.
Oh, you have to be scared for long.
Yes, because we also say if you won't get chased unless you run. If you run, someone may chase you.
Someone might chase you.
Yes.
Who knows? Pretty good.
That is. And so look, it's such a cool community. The as the term that you gave us coming in, entrepreneur community, right?
I hope that made you laugh.
It did. It's.
I'm not sure if it's a made up word or not.
It cracked me up.
I mean, it's good
and
it's
fitting.
Fun to say.
And fitting for what you do.
And so I say that, but amongst that genre of people, for lack of a better term,
I've seen where you guys get a lot of credit for your actors. And that really helps make the experience. What goes into the actors having such true and authentic performances? But not too authentic, because that would not be good.
You know, we provide the atmosphere, and generally the people that come, it's interactive theater in the woods is what I'll say. So the people that apply to do that mm-hmm. job love Halloween, love the adrenaline rush from scaring someone. So they kind of, they watch the horror movies. They know what's scary. I pretty much let them do their own thing. It's a no-touch haunt, so they're not allowed to touch anyone. But and not everyone is scary. A lot of it's role-playing, mm-hmm. you know, just entertainment. When at the end of the trail, if someone comes through and goes, well, that, you know, that wasn't really scary. That's scary to me, because everyone has different levels.
Sure.
I have some of the actors that are afraid of love bugs. You know, if you have a phobia, you have a phobia. But anyway, but when they say that, I say, were you entertained? That's my goal.
Yeah.
To give a safe place for people to come mm-hmm. have a good time. It's an evening. It's going to take you all evening, most likely, mm-hmm. to do it.
So you and your husband are the brains behind this all. I mean, obviously, the choreography is all from your minds. Do you walk through it every year, you know, to make sure all the bells and whistles are going off like it needs to be? Do you walk through it, and are you still scared? Do you still get a little jumpy through certain parts of it?
You know, the it's funny you say that. First of all, before I forget the question, I do walk through many times.
I'm sure.
In fact, I'm the last one that walks through following the last group, because I need to tell everyone this is the last group, because we have security in every section with walkies. And one time years ago, someone said that's the last group, but someone with a walkie on the other end heard that when it really wasn't. They weren't to that section yet, so they started turning lights out.
Oh no!
And people were still on the trail. That was a good scare, but we never did that again. It was not
never messed up like that. Okay.
So now they know it's not over until I walk through. But I do walk through. But I let the actors do their own thing.
Yeah.
And they love it. They're there because they love that people are paying to be scared mm-hmm. and they're enjoying it.
I got to be a scarer at a haunted house one time for one night mm-hmm. and I was terrible at it.
Boo!
I thought I was really spooky. I had zombie makeup and the hair was all wet. You know, I thought I really...
Did you get any screams?
I did. No, people were terrified when I would first come out. But then because I saw their reaction, I'd laugh. I couldn't stop giggling. I broke character way too many times. And it just didn't
get a callback.
I did not get called back the next year. I did not.
I'm sorry.
But it was fun. It was fun.
It is fun. It's so much fun because, I mean, I won't do this to you, to the listeners, but I could talk forever about funny things that have happened.
I'm sure.
And the scares. And for instance, we don't have hay on our shuttle anymore. It used to be a hay ride.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have hay because it wasn't sanitary anymore.
Okay.
Because of all the accidents that happened while on the trail. So now we have wooden seats. They're not as comfortable, but many people have accidents. And the funniest thing to me is they're not even embarrassed.
They're just like, yeah, it is what it is, man.
You scared the out of me. And it's like, and they're just laughing, and it's just hilarious. So we do have wooden seats now.
That's great.
You can't make that up. You have to admit.
That's how you know it's the real deal.
Well, speaking of that, what are some of those scares that apparently will scare the crap out of you? What have been some of the most popular, well-received, or maybe some of your favorites that you've been really proud of that you're like, man, that was great?
We used to have a guy. He's got another job now. He's living in another state, but his name was Fester, and probably the favorite of all time. He was amazing, and he wasn't. It was more of a like it wasn't a jump scare, but he ate garlic before. He would greet the trailer. People ask about him. Where is he? And he would just had a gravelly voice, and he just made himself look really creepy, and he was all in your face. And I bet, and we started, there were so many people that wouldn't go past because he'd get up on the trailer, he'd climb up on the trailer.
Oh,
he was really frightening. And we would start tallying how many people. There were as many as 75 people in a season that wouldn't go to the first scare because of him. Yes. And that was amazing. So we're looking for that scare again.
That level.
We have all kinds of scares. Some of the easiest. Awesome. It's all about timing. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. all about timing.
There's a real art to this.
Yes. And there are those that really get it. And there are those that don't, but they're there having fun, and that's fine with me. You know, I would never say, you can't come back because you're not scary enough. You know, I want people to have fun.
Right.
And that's why we work really hard on the atmosphere, so they can at least, it's not just like a walk through the woods. They're yeah. at least being stimulated visually.
So y'all are open for just over a month, right?
12 days.
12 days in total.
Yes.
Okay. But this, how much effort, how many days goes into this in the off season?
Too many to count. People have no idea. Because it's an outdoor trail, at the end of the season, we have to take the things that we don't want to get ruined, that sure. need to stay looking good, and store them. We have to board up all the buildings. Just because we have cameras now, but 1 year we got vandalized, $30,000 mm-hmm. worth of damage. And since then, we've got cameras, and that has not happened again, thank goodness. But we have to board everything up, store things, protect them from rodents. And even though some things look better if the rats have chewed on them.
But on theme.
But then, when we're taking things out, you know, you're constantly looking for, because it's outdoors,
yeah.
things that have rotted, mm-hmm. Fallen apart. Gotten weak, bridges, yeah, and yeah. all of those things. It's constant.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all part of it. It's good exercise. And the creating, when we do a new build, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to create.
Most asked questions almost. I know you guys, I was looking at your website. You have a great website and a great, like, FAQ session section. What are some of the most pressing questions that you seem to get every year?
Will they touch me?
Okay. Yeah. We covered that.
And then do you have... You know, they ask those things. Do you have this? Do you have that? Anyone ever died?
Has anyone?
Wow.
Has anyone ever come over the tracks? Because the railroad tracks are right alongside, which is probably one of our best assets as far as if you want to make it creepy.
Yeah.
You know.
Has anyone ever died? Lord, I hope not.
There, you know, people, you know, you get all sure. excited. And I said, no one has ever died, by the way.
Yeah.
No one has ever been taken away in an ambulance, but we have had many that are escorted off the trail. We have an emergency. We have a road that runs alongside, mm-hmm. and we have every section has an exit to that road in case someone did need an ambulance or sure. need to get away for.
Needed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they got bit by a bug that
sure.
that they're allergic to or something, or maybe they have a little stroke yeah. or heart attack because something's so terrifying.
She's yeah. ready to go. She always, said that in jest.
Always throw yes.
yes, yes, I'd say
always
that.
Throw yes.
Yeah.
It's a little spookier on yeah. during that time.
So if you're taking the kids or you're heading out yourself, what do people need to know ahead of time? What do they need to do to prepare for the visit?
Wear closed-toed shoes.
Okay.
Know that there are no refunds. So if you bring a child that's really too young, sure. it's not real. It's a PG-13 trail, but we've had young kids that come through and they're not afraid. Mm-hmm. Again, we've had adults that just can't do it. But if you have a child, we charge the same price. We don't have child prices and sure. adult because we don't want people to think it's cheaper than a babysitter. Let's just bring them along, and then they're terrorized.
Yeah.
And if you're and so it's no refunds. Even though I have offered when I see a child so scared and crying and they say yeah. Most people don't want you telling them that their child can't go through. And I mean, I can't say they can't go through, but I have in that case offered, I'll give you a refund
yeah.
and you can come back on another night because mm-hmm. I just feel so sorry for the children. But also because we send people in groups of 10, mm-hmm. if there's a young child, you know, and the mom and dad maybe. So there's three. And then there's seven more people that are totally unrelated. My actors still have to scare that group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for them because this child, they don't want to scare the child.
Yeah.
But the other people are shorted, you know. So we don't want, at the end of the day, people mm-hmm. to say, oh, bring your little ones. It wasn't even scary
yeah.
because then everyone starts bringing little ones and it ruins it for everyone. Does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah.
We want the reputation. Don't bring your little one.
It's open to all ages, but like parents need to be really mindful about right. what ages they're bringing
all kids
in there.
Are different. You know, yeah. it's really not about the age. It's amazing to me how there are some young kids that come through with their parents.
Yeah.
You have to walk. You can't be carried
really
through and no strollers. Oh, yeah. We've had 5 year olds. They just, you know, we tell them,
Phillip's ready.
Just
no,
smile.
He's not.
Smile big and they won't yeah. scare you. And so these kids are, you know, these big old smiles on their face. But that doesn't happen often, but it does happen. You know, you have to know your child.
It's, yeah.
But
we got to wait at least 5 more years before ours can head that direction for sure. But you said closed-toed shoes,
no backpacks,
leaving all the bags and stuff. Yeah,
no costumes.
Exactly.
No makeup, and that's for protection. If someone you know comes in a costume mm-hmm. or something like that, or a costume in a bag, then and something happens, they're not one of us. But how could we prove that? Because we wouldn't have seen them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we don't even want to take the chance of that happening.
Yeah. No costumes. Don't wear, you know, clown makeup or anything like that. No mask. Nothing like that. So
that's right.
Leave
and
it all in the car.
And closed-toed shoes. You cannot come in on flip flops because it's woods and there's sticks and it's just not safe.
And it's Friday, Saturdays.
Yes, Fridays and Saturdays.
Starting this Friday.
This weekend.
Yes.
And then we'll run. And then lights out is
the last night, Saturday, November 1st.
Yes.
Yes.
So, but
that's
guess,
one of the most popular.
I was going to say, what's the difference?
We mark the trail just with like glow-in-the-dark things mm-hmm. so they can make sure they know. There are a few special effect lights, but not a lot. You mm-hmm. know, just for some things just aren't good if you don't have.
Yeah.
Some.
You
but
need
it's
a little bit of light.
Such a little amount of light, yes. And it's so popular, which is... To me, I'm like, oh, you don't get to see all the work we put into this. It's just dark.
You but should see it lit up.
They love it. And, you know, many, many love it. And they'll come multiple nights. That's the thing that's most surprising to me, that they come multiple nights.
Some brave souls that do the lights out.
And I love that there's almost the, you know, in everything, the internet has truly... allowed people to find their hobbies and be able to share those hobbies. There's so many, like... I guess, haunted trail enthusiasts that come and you get the videos and, you know, document it. And it's always cool that they, you know, that they put it right up there with some of their other favorites.
The bloggers. We have bloggers that come from New Orleans, from all over. They'll call and they'll say, hey, can I go through the trail? And of course we love that. We, you know, I think that someone that's into haunted attractions just go from every weekend, it's a different one.
Yeah.
So they, you know, we have a band actually that it's Granada Band in Mississippi that has been coming the last several years. They go to the competition in Magnesia. I think they win or mm-hmm. I think they have won the last couple of years. But that whole band comes through our trail.
That's funny. That's
so they
really
used
fun.
To go to another attraction and when they found out about ours, they come and they love it and they're the best kids. They're so well behaved and aww. It's a bunch. That's a bunch of kids.
That's awesome. And so Fridays and Saturdays during that time, and there's group rates and stuff available, but all that information is where?
On the internet. If you go to the losthollows.com, okay. It tells you how to find out about the discounts and the group tickets, and we give military and...
And you can buy your tickets there as well?
You can.
Okay.
Everything is on the Facebook. It's on our website. It's very easy to figure out, or you can buy tickets on site. And I do want to say this because I always feel bad when someone buys a fast pass and they get there and there's not a line because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to tell people that you can always upgrade to fast pass. You can buy your regular ticket because that guarantees you admission. If we stop selling tickets, mm-hmm. we'll sell a certain amount of tickets and then we won't sell any more. But if you already have your ticket, then you can...
If you get there and the line's really long, you want to upgrade, you
right.
can do that.
You can do that.
Perfect.
And
perfect.
That, I just, you know, that probably cost me a lot of money, but I feel just so sorry for people that come and there's no line and they've paid twice as much for their ticket.
Sure.
So.
And so, and then the
full
last
disclosure.
Tip for people is if you want to avoid the line, if your main thing is that you just want to experience a trail and do so, your advice is to what? Come earlier in the season,
right.
correct?
Right. They start. Yes, or early to get in line. Mm-hmm. So because you can start getting in line. They're there usually. You could start getting in line at 6:30 if you want. If you're the first group through, you're not going to be waiting in a line, obviously.
Yeah.
But and it, you know, it just depends. There's no way to know when we have our busiest nights. It's if it's out of town games, you know, for if there's a homecoming, depending on the school, sometimes it's less. But then they try to come after the game. But mm-hmm. if we stop selling tickets, what happens is we only sell a certain amount of tickets so that our actors don't stay in the woods for so long. But someone may buy their ticket and they put their coming on Friday. But then at the last minute, they decide they're going to come on Saturday. So we have all those openings because we stop selling tickets. But,
right.
you know, so you can always see, you know, you could buy a ticket on site if there's no line and it's not 11:30.
Sure. Yeah, perfect. I know you're just so proud of what y'all have created out there.
I'm happy. Proud's a strong word because there are a lot of directions my husband and I would go to. I can tell you that we're overachievers.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, there are some big haunts and they hire everything. We do 95% ourselves. And the good thing is we don't work all year. We can play some, mm-hmm. you know, but when you're an artist, there's a lot of things that you can do that's fulfilling. What's best with this is I think our anti-bullying program that we were able to do that I know touched a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. I know it did. I would be talking. That's what I was going to say. I told them I'll do it, but I have to go in costume because an old woman talking to middle schoolers, not in a costume, because the program didn't let people go in costume. It was just facts. Middle schoolers would have gone, oh, woman, you don't have anything I want to hear. But when I showed up in my costume, it was like you could hear a pin drop. Those kids listened. My husband was Frank. My husband was the other character mm-hmm. that they put together. But that was very rewarding to do. That was very hard because we had to do it during anti-bullying month. Mm-hmm. But I was able to tell kids there's a lot that they don't know back then about how you think something disappears, but it's still in your phone if, you know. If you're the last straw for someone who's just had too much and you push them over the edge, they're going to be found out. They'll find out, even if you've erased it, they're going to find out what you've done. And the kids that didn't know that, you could see in their faces. Anyway, that was very rewarding. I love that we provide a safe as we feel like community for people to act. I mean, we accept everyone, all mm-hmm. personalities, all different types, people, everything, and we're a safe place.
And
that's why there's so many friendships formed there. There's been so many friendships. I have still actors that have been with me since the first year.
Oh,
that
I love
keep
that.
Coming back.
12 years later.
Mm-hmm. And they'll go off to college and they'll say, I'm only going to be in on this weekend. Can I just come haunt this weekend? You know?
Just for one night only. I love that. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks again to Cynthia for joining us here on the show. And the biggest thank you of all, as you know by now, goes to you, the listener, for joining us here on the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating or a review, comment, whatever. Send us some snail mail. It doesn't matter. We just appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, and that, of course, helps us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences that Lake Charles and all of Southwest Louisiana has to offer. Go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Porter.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground.
Sit you.